This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, How Chatbots Make Us Feel. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Large language models like ChatGPT have gotten so much better at writing, and it's given rise to a new obsession. People looking to detect and call out AI writing, especially in online forums like Reddit. You'll see lots of accusations flying around that posts or comments were written by chatbots. But can humans reliably identify AI-produced writing? And why is this making people so angry? Liz Tung has more.
Jenny Campbell became a good writer at a young age, in part because she had to be. She was born with a hearing impairment, which meant, as a kid, she really struggled to communicate.
I had all these thoughts, I had all these ideas, but I couldn't articulate them.
Writing was her way to feel heard. She eventually got a cochlear implant, but writing remains one of her great loves. These days, she especially enjoys writing about some of her niche interests, like consciousness and enlightenment and Jungian psychology. So when she first came across Reddit, a heavily text-based site with lots of specialized communities, she was immediately hooked.
I started reading some of the posts, and I found them to be very thoughtful. I found them to be very thought-provoking. Then I told myself, wow, there's actually a place to have discussion.
But then the accusations started. For example, when Jenny wrote a long and thoughtful comment on a post about a mental health issue, she took a lot of time to craft it carefully, drawing on her past experience as a volunteer counselor.
But then I got accusation, you're AI.
In hindsight, Jenny says maybe people thought the comment was written by AI because she'd put her counselor's hat on to write it, shifting into a more professional, formal tone. But she was still mad.
All of that work for nothing.
This was the first time Jenny was accused of being a chatbot, but not the last. She remembers another post she wrote, almost like a mini essay about consciousness. She worked hard on it. She was proud of it. And then, once again, came the accusations.
And then I have people telling me that it's not my thoughts, it's not my writing. It's quite frustrating.
And the accusations kept coming, post after post, comment after comment that Jenny had penned in her careful writing style. Was it her tone? The way she writes? Maybe her use of em-dashes, another supposed AI tell. But how do you really spot the difference between something written by humans and something written by AI? To find out, I decided to ask an expert.
Yeah, I'm Alex Reinhart, Associate Teaching Professor of Statistics and Data Science at Carnegie Mellon University.
Alex used his expertise in statistics to do a systematic analysis comparing the two.
So we compiled about 12,000 human texts from 6 different categories. So things like academic writing, news stories, fiction, blog posts. And for each human text, we had 1,000 words or more. So we could take the first 500 words and give it to an AI tool like ChatGPT and say, write the next 500 words of this, you know, movie script or whatever it was. And we could compare the next 500 words it produced to the actual next 500 words from the human writing that we had.
They studied the output of a couple different AI models, like ChatGPT and Meta's chatbot Llama, to see if they could pick up on any patterns. And they ended up finding some good ones. For instance, the kind of vocabulary they use.
ChatGPT in particular loves words like underscore and intricate and camaraderie and tapestry. And use them more than 150 times more often than humans did. One example we got from ChatGPT, it used camaraderie 162 times more often than humans did, and palpable 95 times more often. And there is a sentence in our data set where it said, the camaraderie is palpable.
Alex and his co-authors also found grammatical differences. For instance,
a passive voice, you often hear people give language advice or writing advice saying you shouldn't use the passive voice. And indeed, the LLMs don't like to use the passive voice.
A preference for certain tenses or verb forms.
GPT-4o, the previous version, really loves to use present participles at something like 5 times more often than humans do.
Things like running, thinking, wishing, and also stylistic differences, like, once again, word choice.
Well, it tends to like longer words. So on average, the LLMs use longer words than humans do. Not by a lot, but, you know, a letter or two longer.
In general, this adds up to a more formal, dense, academic writing style. Although, Alex says, large language models are changing all the time. He's already found that some of the patterns he identified in past versions of ChatGPT have shrunk or disappeared in more recent versions, which means that, as entertaining as it might be to track chatbots' weird preferences, their constant evolution means there isn't a totally reliable way of identifying AI writing.
It does feel like a race to keep up with all of the new models. And there are so many companies and open source projects releasing models now that you can't test them all and you can't evaluate the style of every one.
So if researchers are having a hard time finding solid ways to distinguish AI writing from human writing, how good are run-of-the-mill online readers at doing it? Like the people who were accusing Jenny of being a chatbot. To find out, I reached out to Chris Callison-Birch. He's a professor of computer and information science at the University of Pennsylvania, who's conducted several influential studies on large language models. And he says, yeah, some people really can tell.
I feel like we kind of have an intuition when things appear to be written by AI. So, you know, if something has lots of headers with emoji or lots of M dashes, like, your instinct kicks in and you're like, oh, this was probably produced by ChatGPT.
Overall, he says, some people are apparently pretty good at detecting AI writing, which I have to say I was really surprised to hear. All the studies I'd looked at before talking to Chris and his PhD student, Liam Dugan, showed that humans perform barely better than chance at identifying text written by AI. But as it turns out, the devil is in the details. On average, Chris and Liam say, humans aren't that good at telling the difference. But they get better when they're familiar with specific models and their unique quirks, like some of the hallmarks that Alex mentioned. Take, for instance, a study that Chris and Liam conducted in 2022, in which they asked undergrads to evaluate a passage of text and identify where it switches from human-produced to AI-produced.
So we turned it into a game where people had to spot the place of the text where it transitioned from human-written to machine-written.
Participants got feedback each time on whether they were right or wrong, and some of them received rewards for getting it right.
So they could train themselves based on feedback from the game to spot these kinds of tells that you're talking about, like the M dashes or things like that.
Liam pointed out some other telltale signs.
Yeah, I think the most popular one that I've heard is the phrase delve into. So there was a study that showed that the prevalence of the word delve into in the scientific literature increased 7,000% over the last 2 years. Which is a percent increase that I don't think is explainable as anything else other than very common AI writing.
Over hundreds of repetitions, students were able to learn to spot those giveaways and to tell the difference between human writing and AI writing, but only if they had a powerful enough incentive, which in this case was extra credit based on their performance. So we might not be able to spot the difference without training, but it's a skill we can learn. Although, Chris says, there are limits.
As these AI systems got bigger, as the number of parameters that fill out their neural networks grew, it became harder for people to be able to identify what was human written versus what was machine written.
And this is where it gets even more complicated. Large language models have been advancing at breakneck speeds. And as they advance, they're getting better at hiding their tracks. For instance, Liam told me about a tool called Humanizers.
And Humanizers are just various ways of taking outputs from AI and then editing them to make them feel more human. And generally, this is fairly effective, but it can be trained against. So I know that there's a lot of detection companies that spend a lot of time looking for the popular humanizing tools and training specifically to defeat them. So it's obviously a cat and mouse game at that point.
And large language models aren't the only ones adapting. Jenny, after being accused of being a bot one too many times, eventually started to change her writing style. She stopped using em dashes and ellipses. And, most painfully for someone who loves writing, she started purposely injecting mistakes into her posts, something ChatGPT wouldn't normally do.
So people can't accuse me of AI.
But why do people get so mad in online forums like Reddit when they suspect something's been written by a bot? I read one post by a guy whose friend cut him off after suspecting the guy had used ChatGPT to write some of his texts. There are fiction writers whose careers have been decimated by AI accusations. I even found multiple accounts of people receiving death threats due to suspicions that they had used AI. So where does this dislike, this rage towards AI come from?
We are very sensitive to whether somebody is trying to trick us. And so we care a lot about disclosure. We care a lot about authenticity. And we care a lot about that people and companies are transparent.
This is Alex Barish. She's a professor of marketing at the University of Colorado Boulder, who studies the impact of new technologies on consumer behavior. And she says, thanks to the rise of customer service chatbots, there's been a spike of interest in which linguistic habits consumers respond well to and which ones they don't. And one of the things that she and other researchers have found is that consumers prefer text that sounds like it was written by a human.
So things like exclamation marks, written out vocalizations, like if somebody writes sigh, with, you know, like extra words that indicate like human reactions. Emojis have also been studied in this space. And even like the typefaces that you write with, the fonts and stuff can be really powerful cues of humanness. And so those are two, I'd say, categories where lots of research has shown that we maybe overly infer a human behind a conversation if they're using some of these cues.
For instance, in one recent study, Alex found that people preferred chatbots that made typos and then corrected them.
Because those mistakes feel authentic and genuine.
So even when people know chatbots aren't human, they still prefer the ones that have human-like qualities. So why are we so biased against non-human intelligence? Alex speculates it ultimately has a lot to do with fear.
I think that there's a fear right now that AI is taking over a lot of different dimensions of our environment. And so there is just an inherent reaction against that that's very human.
And that's especially true when we see AI infringing on what we think of as human spaces, like art, or conversations about our feelings and lives and petty or not so petty conflicts, or our jobs. And one of the biggest recurring themes Alex found digging through the research about our feelings towards AI is that a lot of those fears trace back to one feeling, a loss of control.
And control is a very essential and basic human need that's going to trigger a lot of negative reactions.
That story was reported by Liz Tong.